This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here today on the show. Last night, UFC 232, the big show originally from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, moved to the Forum in Inglewood, California. Still drew 15,862 fans. Main events of the show, the greatest women's fighter of all time. Some would argue the greatest fighter of all time regardless of gender. Amanda Nunes versus Chris Cyborg. Amanda Nunes beat Chris Cyborg in the first round via knockout. 51 seconds. Amanda Nunes retired Ronda Rousey. She has now knocked out the supposedly unbeatable Chris Cyborg. Pretty much ended the career of Miesha Tate. She's destroyed everybody. She is now the UFC Women's 135 and 145-pound champion. Dual champion right now. Amanda Nunes, where do they go from here? We'll have to see. Rematch? No rematch? We'll find out. John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson. John Jones fought, beat Alexander Gustafsson. Nothing like their first fight. 2 minutes, 2 seconds of the third round. Jones took his back, flattened him out, waylaid him with punches, and got the win. John Jones, now the UFC light heavyweight champion, which was relinquished by Daniel Cormier prior to the fight. Daniel Cormier, the heavyweight champion. John Jones, a light heavyweight champion. Jones wants Cormier at light heavyweight. We'll see if he ends up getting him. Cormier seems somewhat interested. Apparently, he thought when watching the fight last night that John Jones looked slow. And I guess he thinks he can beat him. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. There was no mention last night of Brock Lesnar. Zero mention of Lesnar, which is a very, very interesting story. So we can talk about that here today. We've also got a bunch of notes from WWE, some ratings. We have got some taping results for the Monday and Tuesday shows, main events for the Royal Rumble, and some news notes. Lots to get into today. We'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BARR.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
There we are, back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi joining us here in a while, I presume. Got a lot to get into here today. If you want to give us a call, the phone number. Where is my phone number here? Well, it's 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. If you'd like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, and we are going to head to the phones here to find out what's on everybody's mind, and then we'll get Mike on and get the show on the road. So, caller, you're on the air. What's going on? Caller, you're up. Been on the air, my friend, for 12 minutes. Going once, going twice, you're gone. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, it's BJ from Arizona.
What's up?
Hey, I just had two quick questions for you. One, in terms of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, I haven't really heard anything specifically. Do you know if the plan is still to do Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey?
Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey. As far as I know, yeah. Because the plan as of right now is still Ronda Rousey versus Becky at Mania. So if you're going to do that Charlotte match, it's got to be at the Royal Rumble, or I guess you could do it at the February pay-per-view or the March pay-per-view or whatever. But I would presume, yes, Royal Rumble.
Okay. And then the only other question I had is that I saw a clip of the UFC show last night. You know, I was hoping Gustafson was going to, you know, find a way to win, unfortunately. But I was just wondering, like, I don't know if you know why, but do you know why some people cheer for Jon Jones? Like, I don't get it. I don't get why people were going crazy for him winning last night.
Well, my friend, the answer to the question is simple. There are some people, I don't want to lump everybody together. There's a lot of different reasons why people would cheer Jon Jones, but the two main reasons that I can think of that people cheer Jon Jones are, number one, there are certain fight fans who want to see fights. That's it. They want to see who's going to win Jones versus Gustafson. They don't care about drug testing. They don't care about what a guy does outside of the octagon. They don't care what he does in his personal life. They don't care about any of that. They want to see fights. They want to see guys fight. They want to see the matchups. They want to see the big matchups. And that's it. They don't care about anything else. There's also, I believe, a probably somewhat large subset of fans who they watch the shows and they don't subscribe here or whatever. and they just listen to what Dana White says and what John Jones says, and they just are happy with believing everything that they say. I mean, there are many, many, you can even go on our message board of all things, and you'll hear people saying, well, you know, they pointed out that it's a long-term metabolite, and it's pulsing through his body. They believe every single solitary thing that they're told. And so to them, John Jones is being thrown under the bus here. He's innocent. He's never failed a steroid test or anything like that. All of the clomiphene and whatever, it does not matter. These are not steroids. He's a clean athlete. He's been wrongly accused. They're going to cheer the guy because they feel that he's being accosted by the media. So I think those are the main two reasons that people cheer John Jones. And if there are others, maybe people can text in today and let me know what they are, because I don't know what they'd be. He gave a shout-out to my grandmother last night. I'm still not cheering for the guy. What's up, Mike?
You sure that he was calling out your grandmother, Granny Gibson?
I don't know. I don't know what he was talking about.
Hmm.
He shouted out Granny Gibson. My mind was blown.
Well, an infinitely talented human being with no ceiling so far on what his skills are in his chosen profession. And that's another reason that people like him, because kind of goes back to the first part you talked about. People like to back a winner, and he talks a big game. He acts a big game. He does outrageous things, you know, to people that don't look past just the surface of some of the things that he's done and have blown off some of the other things that he's done. He's a great anti-hero to those people, and he's a winner. And no matter if you say, hey, well, you never had a clean win over Daniel Cormier, they'll stand right back at him when he says, yeah, I beat him twice. And I beat Gustafson twice, and I did this, I did that, I did the third, and that's what it is. And it was a hell of a week for the UFC. This was not their most banner of weeks, and doesn't seem like there's any short-term damage from this at all, so I doubt there's going to be any long-term damage of this when it comes to Jones and selling him or anything like that. But just when things are down, that's when things like this can affect you. And Cyborg's gone. GSP's not coming back. Nate Diaz.
We don't know if Cyborg's gone.
Well, we don't know if Cyborg's gone, but there's, you know, there may be a dampening of we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. But, like, their stars are, I'm not saying non-existent, but there's very few that people are willing to pay for. Daniel Cormier is one step out the door. It's not like he was a big pay-per-view draw anyway, so we'll see how this all affects them when things are really bad and this ESPN deal is running 79 shows a month, and we'll see what happens. But as far as it goes right now, John Jones is still established, and it was a week that I'm glad is almost over with.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
I don't believe John Jones is established because, to me, he lost by disqualification for a failed drug test. He's sort of doing like the New Jack gimmick of being like a thug.
A disqualification? You don't get disqualified for failing a drug test. They just don't let you fight, but they let him fight.
Well, I'm just going by my standards. And also, do you think me and Nunez will do a gimmick where she tries to retire Ronda Rousey and WWE?
Yeah, she already retired her. I don't think she's going to WWE. No, you know, that right there tells you everything you need to know about all of Ryan's calls. It's
so
just
why, his standards?
It's his own standards. Yeah. Everything you need to know.
Nunez is doing the who was it that retired? It was like Michael Nunn and Sugar Ray Leonard, and it was a couple of guys in a row. Terry Norris, terrible Terry Norris, that's who it was in the 90s, who went on a hell of a run in boxing, and it was laying people out. Old legends left and right seemed to have their last fight up against him. And I mean,
let's just talk to this audience, Mike. Randy Orton, she's the legend killer.
Well, that's, yeah, I guess if you would, but far more exciting than Randy Orton. Far, far more exciting on offense. And, man, that Kat Zingano fight seems like a long time ago where she just basically got beat up, you know, after Zingano got out of the first round and she got beat up. And that was about the last time that lady got beat up. She is on a roll. And if there's a silver lining to the cloud last night and the cloud that's been hanging over this UFC show, it was definitely her, because it may not be a huge money pay-per-view drawing now, a big endorsement turn for her, but man, from a fight point of view, she is a goddess that now has certainly reserved her slot.
All right, this person here says, text message, by the way, 425-780-7566. I vote you guys watch this week's NXT tonight with the Fatal 4-Way Women's Match. As a Bianca Belair fan, you'll want to see how she reacts to the finish and a nasty spill. Also, Heavy Machinery's tag title match. And they're doing something weird with Gunner. They've been doing something weird with Gunner for a long time. It's with the Forgotten Sons. That's pretty weird. But no, we're not watching it tonight. Tonight is Retro Raw from 19 years ago this week and NWA World Championship Wrestling from 30 years ago. This will be quite the show tonight. And it's going to be a very special show because obviously Vinny is going to be part of the show as always. And because he was not on Friday, joining us tonight will also be Lance Storm. He's watched both the Retro Raw show and the Retro NWA show. So it's going to be myself, Vinny, and Lance tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you check it out up there at WrestlingObserver.com. First says, was this the first Sunday in history that Ryan in Cumberland was not the first caller? You want to know a secret, everybody? So usually I have a button here that when I hit it, the next person in line ends up in the queue. But I can also manually choose which line is next. And I manually chose the second caller to go on first today. Meaning the first caller was, in fact, probably Ryan in Cumberland, but I skipped him. And I thought I was so smart, but then when I went to that other caller, they didn't even pick up after being on the air waiting on hold for 12 minutes.
Wow, what a peek behind the curtain. And if that second caller was on the air for or on hold for 12 minutes, how long was Ryan on hold for?
Well, he just called back a second ago, so he wasn't on hold at all. Went to him immediately. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed.
Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Main man Ryan here says, something is wrong with your phones today. You hung up on me. No, I hung up on you. He also has a couple of other things. You ever notice, like, after he's on the air, he, like, texts me, like, 50 times? He tweets me. He says, if Jimmy Connors failed a drug test before playing, say, Boris Becker, he would lose the match.
Jesus.
The same should apply to UFC if they want to be taken seriously. Listen, Ryan.
What kind of time warp is that?
Listen, Ryan.
Pat Cash.
I mean this in the nice way possible. You're an idiot, okay? If a guy fails a drug test before a UFC fight, there's not even supposed to be a fight. Do you understand? Now, if John Jones beats Alexander Gustafsson like he did last night, and he fails his post-fight drug test, then yes, the fight is determined to be a no contest. So he doesn't win the fight. They retroactively take his win away. So what are you talking about, dude? And finally, something from Ryan where he's actually right, kind of. He says, you made a major mistake on the Thursday show. You said the tag titles would most likely have two sets of belts, one for SmackDown, one for Raw. Bayley and the other female wrestlers have already announced on TV they are only going to be one set of belts. Well, first off, I never reported anything, Ryan. I speculated based on history. I said every other belt, they got a set of belts for each brand. So, chances are, it's most likely they're going to have one set of belts for each brand. Now, apparently, they did only order one set of belts. So, it does appear, and granted, this could change because they can always order another damn set of belts. It does appear that they're going to be a traveling set of women's tag team champions. Why there's a traveling set of women's tag team champions, but every other champion is exclusive to their brand, I have no idea.
Because Mandy Rose has got that kind of ring entrance, because your new champions will be Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, why not?
All right. All I know is I just don't get it. I've given up. I shouldn't say that. I've not given up trying to figure these people out. I foolishly keep trying, and I'm just, uh-oh.
Well, look, they got a lot of things going on. Maybe there's a hope long-term that they give them traveling buddies and they decide we're going to have only one women's champion and only one set of tag team champions along with the U.S. and Intercontinental champion on both brands. And hopefully, maybe one day, one world champion, although I have a feeling we're going to stick with those two belts for a long, long time. But the others, I'm fine with starting to merge them.
Let's go to the phones here on the air. What's up? Is there something wrong with this phone or this person?
Maybe a little of both.
You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello. This is Philip from California. I just had a question. I was wondering, who did you consider to be this year's MVP for WWE, NXT, and New Japan? In my opinion, I think it would probably be for WWE, Seth Rollins. For New Japan, Okada, and NXT, it's been like that'd be a more tougher one, but I think possibly Gargano because of his two five-star matches this year.
So, what do you mean by MVP? What are your qualifications for the most valuable player?
I don't know. I think just like overall, like being performance and of how they're being perceived by the company, I guess.
And who you like the mostest.
Sure. All right, let's see. The MVP of the WWE main roster.
Go ahead, say Ronda.
I mean, you know, business-wise, it's Ronda. But, like, we're taking into account everything, match quality and everything else. Seth Rollins, you say.
I'm saying Seth. The reaction he had when he came back, and obviously it's cooled off since then, but there, you know, if there's anybody who can almost do no wrong there, it's Seth Rollins. The matches, while sometimes are, you know, a little bit, I guess some people say formulaic and all that stuff, but still, those matches carried Raw at a time where it was one of the only good things that was going on sometimes was what his match would be. So I'm fine with taking him as a choice.
What about Daniel Bryan carrying this company here in the second half of the year?
Well, on the microphone.
When did he come back? SummerSlam?
Something like that.
So it's been a half a year?
Is that fair?
I'll go with Seth Rollins. NXT, the NXT MVP of the year. You could say Gargano. You could say Ciampa. Trying to think of who else would be like the MVP of NXT.
Can you do a unit? Because
how about the ENT of NXT? Or
Adam,
EST?
Adam Cole.
He's not the MVP. I love Adam Cole, but he's not the MVP.
No, the group
it's probably
as a whole
Gargano.
Could be the MVP.
Probably Gargano or Ciampa. I mean, the MVP is really Matt Riddle's music, but that's another story entirely.
Oh, yes.
And then New Japan, the most valuable, the MVP of New Japan. Man, it's tough.
Okada. I'm saying it. I said it on the end of my big audio nightmare. I know a lot of people go Kenny Omega, but you look at how that character has developed, how he was able to
He carries a balloon
it.
Now.
Well, I mean, he's over that. I mean, the whole, the move, I like Okada, and if you say Omega, that I can't disagree with you whatsoever. If you say even Ibushi, how the hell can I disagree with you? Fine.
I could say Omega, Okada, or Tanahashi.
Tanahashi, the year he's had, but I like Okada, and Tanahashi isn't a bad one, though.
All right, to the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys, this is Vincent from Chicago.
Hey, Vincent, I'd like to say, by the way, that this phone line, this is the line that nobody else was picking up on, so it's not the phone line, it's the callers. Congratulations, Vincent. Excellent job. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and happy to help. Going kind of in the same direction that you guys were talking about with New Japan, I wanted to mention with the Wrestler of the Year award, I'm surprised that Okada isn't being discussed more as a candidate. I mean, I know for the back half of the year it's been kind of Tanahashi or Omega, but I feel like until Okada lost the title, there was no question who the Wrestler of the Year was going to be. And now that he's lost the title, you know, Kenny Omega's not the guarantee in my mind the way Okada was when he lost, before he lost the title. So I'm just wondering if there's any more of a reason that Okada is not more of an obvious contender in some people's eyes for Wrestler of the Year.
Hey, you very easily could say Okada. I have nothing against anybody that's going to say Okada.
You know, the reason
but
it's
Okada,
not obvious.
Well, let me just say this. Okada had a fabulous first half of the year. They started running around with a balloon. And yeah, he had a good G1 as well, but Tanahashi had a great G1. Ibushi had a better G1. And, I mean, how many people had a great G1? Like, everybody that was in the G1. Ishii had a great G1. And the second half of the year has been about Tanahashi, actually, maybe more than Omega, really, for New Japan. So, like, 2017, without question, was the year of Okada. When 2017 was over, and all the way until he lost the title, I mean, I firmly believe that he was the greatest wrestler I ever saw in my whole life. But we're talking the Wrestler of the Year for 2018, and he had a great first half and a not as great second half. So if you want to get somebody that had a great full year or a better second half or whatever, although I don't think anyone had a better second half than his first half, the point of this is it's debatable.
It is, and that's the thing is that's why it's not obvious is because it's just not obvious. It kind of depends on what you like and what you value. You know, the thing that Okada has is that he had great memorable matches with both those guys. And even though he was carrying a balloon around, it was this character development of losing the title and a story that they were telling, ultimately leading to this turn. And, you know, Okada is all better for it at the end here. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Tanahashi and Omega, because I can envision a world where Tanahashi wins that belt on January 4th and we see a main event inside Madison Square Garden with two Japanese fighting over the IWGP title, and it happens to be Okada and Tanahashi, and I think that would be kind of big.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim in Virginia. How y'all doing today?
What's going on, Jim?
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Been a while. I could get back in here and talk some wrestling with y'all. Now, on SmackDown Tuesday night, didn't they have kind of like tease, kind of like a match with Cena and Becky Lynch?
You want to talk about the SmackDown tapings? All right, spoilers,
yeah, well,
everybody.
Yes,
John Cena and Becky Lynch teamed up to face and try to see an Almas and Selena Vega.
Oh, okay. Because I know she kind of made a smart comment at him about him and Nikki Bella breaking up.
Yes, she said he wasn't the only one who was going to be dropped by a woman this year.
Oh.
Or there'd be a second woman that was going to drop him or something like that.
How long till Lacey Evans debuts in WWE?
Well, I mean, the idea was that all of these names were going to debut either, I don't know if it was after the Royal Rumble or sometime in January, so I presume they'll be up in the first couple of weeks, but all I know is a couple of weeks ago I said that they figured that the first couple of weeks of January were going to be big. Apparently they still have something big planned for the first Live Raw of 2019, so could be debuts. I don't know what it's going to be, but they got some idea. I always love a good idea.
How long do you think Asuka will keep the world title?
Well, if the WrestleMania main event is the Raw women's title, then you could have Charlotte Asuka at WrestleMania, the big rematch, and Asuka could get her win back. I mean, she could keep it for a while. I mean, we'll see what they end up doing. I don't know what their plans are for Asuka. I don't think she should lose it anytime soon. I mean, who's she going to lose it to? Carmella? Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're going to rip it off.
Taking their time right behind my back. This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Promo code BAR.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's PredictSports.tv. Watch, predict, win at PredictSports.tv.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
You gonna make it?
Dude, my daughter's turning into your kid.
What's happening?
Dude, she's just out of her mind down there. I went down there during the break. She's just running around like crazy with her babysitters. Then she fell down. She's crying right before I have to go on the air.
How old is she now, three?
She's not three yet.
That's it. But I tell you what, they always talk about terrible twos. No, man, three was worse than
don't
two.
Tell me that.
They start running their mouth. And let me tell you something. I know how you are, so I can imagine what that kid's going to get back to you.
No, I'm very, very calm in real life.
Mm.
All right, let's go to the text messages here. We got a bunch of them. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. And the text messages, no, that's text message number if you want to call us. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. This person says, you have to believe that in real life, Charlotte must be devastated. She likely will not be in the WrestleMania main event. You don't get a second shot at being the first ever at something. Well, yeah. If they do Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, she's not going to be... She won't be in that match. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Really?
I mean, there's no guarantee. First off, here are two things that are not guaranteed, everybody. There's no guarantee that it's not Ronda versus Becky versus Charlotte in a three-way. There are absolutely people in WWE that want that to be a three-way match. There's no guarantee it's not going to be a three-way. You know what? There's also no guarantee that whatever the match is, it's going to actually close WrestleMania. There's no guarantee. We don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they've got ideas for the show. But I can tell you right now that they have ideas for the show, and the ideas have already changed a few times. And they had ideas for the Royal Rumble that changed a few times, as evidenced by the fact that they announced a match and then they pulled the match. And the match still may be happening. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
WWE has done one thing. They got a real emotion out of the fans of those women in that division. Because if you think about it, there were people who would say, look, I want Asuka in there as well. You can have the four of them in there, and it would be great. And I wouldn't turn my nose up at that either. I would prefer singles matches. But if you want to put everyone in and reward everyone for their efforts and how great they've been all year, and the fact that I think if you give them some time to work up to a WrestleMania match and give them time to work on it, who knows what they could come up with. It probably would be amazing. But, I mean, that's one thing that they've definitely got. No matter how people feel, they are feeling something in some kind of way about three out of four of those women at the very least.
This person here says, the main roster MVP is easily Daniel Bryan. He came back at Mania 34, dude, so 9 months, not SummerSlam. Rollin doesn't sell his knees enough. All right, first off, my friend Brandon. First off, yes, you're right. He came back at WrestleMania. I was there. The match sucked. I can't even believe what they booked for that match. And let's not do revisionist history here. The reason I was thinking SummerSlam is because they didn't do a damn thing with him for the first like 3-4 months when he came back. Do you forget all of those people when Daniel Bryan returned that were like, why did he bother coming back? Like, he should have left. What did he even come back for this? They're not doing anything with him. They're not pushing him. They didn't do a damn thing with the guy till like a few months ago, actually. Probably in the fall. So, you know, no, I don't count from WrestleMania to the end of the year as like all Daniel Bryan highlights.
A bullet dodged his Big Cass and himself right out of there, because it was possible that Big Cass was could have won that feud with Daniel Bryan. You know, that was within the realm of possibility to happen.
And also, he says, for NXT, it is Johnny Gargano or Tommaso Ciampa. Agree with you there. NJPW, New Japan MVP, is Tanahashi. Can't argue Tanahashi, dude. A lot of people I can't argue.
What about Zack Sabre Jr., Brian?
Hey, listen, I have a love-hate relationship with the guy. Sometimes I think he's awesome. Sometimes I think it's just like, this is not nearly as good as everybody says it is. It kind of depends on the match, the opponent.
I heard him say that jujitsu's for wusses.
No,
that real wrestling is the way to go.
Well, he's an idiot then, because if he knew anything about anything, you know they're all the same.
I hope nobody reports that Brian Alvarez called Zack Sabre Jr. an idiot, since you'll be both in the same town on WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, no. Screw Jones. Who do you think would be worse, a heel hook by Ryan Hall or getting a toe in your eyeball?
Oof.
Well, it depends. Like, if the toenail goes in my eyeball gets infected, and I have to lose my eye, all right, that's I don't have an eye anymore, all right? You end up in a heel hook by Ryan Hall, you got no knee. So you're going to have reconstructive surgery and be out 9 months, at which point hopefully you'll be close to as good as new.
Yeah.
So it depends on the injury.
I think I'll take the heel hook.
You're an idiot.
Oh, well, yeah? Why is that?
But like I said,
I could also tap and he can let off.
Unless
you know?
Lose your eye, getting hit in the eye is better than getting your knee torn out with a heel hook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a partially detached retina. I am not a fan of having
I broke
hit
my
in the
orbital
eye.
Bone.
Yeah.
I'd far prefer that than getting my knee torn out.
Yeah, but we're talking about a toenail slicing into the retina, that is slicing into the eye. I don't know if I want that. Plus, you're the one who brought up what if it gets infected and all that sort of stuff. So, no, maybe in that case, I'll take the heel hook.
Person says, will the website go back to a 24/7 live feed? What's that mean?
The radio feed, fool.
The one we haven't had for 9 years?
Pretty much.
Okay, probably not. The Gunner match from NXT this week has no commentary. It's bizarre. That is weird. What happened? I'll try and get the scoop there. Maybe it was never intended to be on TV? I don't know. That's my child down there having the time of her life. This person says, you going to WrestleMania this year? Hell yeah, I'm going. I got a match April 5th. Me and Filthy Tom against, right now, nobody. Two shadows we're going to be facing. But yeah, the plan is that I will be there for all of WrestleMania weekend. I did just find out that we've got our first trip to Hawaii in over a year, the week after Mania. Can you imagine?
No.
So I may have to go home from WrestleMania a little early to prepare for this. We'll see.
Poor baby.
It's very difficult.
I can understand.
I'm definitely not staying for Raw. I learned my lesson. My child is okay, everyone. Just so you know. Women's Tag Team Champions, the Bellas. Not happen. I mean, they could win them eventually, but I'd be very surprised if they were the first women's champions. And then...
Trish and Lita in the finals, though. Whoever it is has got to go over Trish and Lita in the finals.
You could very easily do that. You absolutely could do that at WrestleMania. This person says, what happens if it snows over WrestleMania weekend? I had never thought of that. It's in April.
Dude, but this was thought of the last time they were in New York, when it was looking like there's a specter of cold. I mean, it's just, it snows. I mean, that's all you can do.
If it starts snowing, I'm going home.
Well,
you understand? I don't go to WrestleMania to get snowed in. If it starts to snow, I'm going home.
Now, do you double your fee in that case? How does trans work?
I'm just going home. I'll give them their money back. I'm not stealing anybody's money.
Look at you. Austin Idol, Bob Armstrong's too cold. I'm out of here.
Hell yeah, I'm out of here.
You're going to be in Pensacola soon. You're going to have your own Polynesian pro territory.
You think that I'm going to go from the snow to Hawaii? Are you kidding? If I see one flake, I'm out of there. I'm going to be on an airplane. I'm going to be getting ready to go to Kauai.
You bringing Filthy with you?
As far as I attended the SmackDown tapings last night in Pittsburgh, the show was really awesome. The Becky Cena segment was very well received by the crowd. Vince seems to have put his trust in Becky, might be going all the way with her. We keep saying that. This is the planned Mania main event. And the Fatal 5-Way main event was also super fun.
What's up with your boy's hair?
What are you talking about?
John Cena. Did you see the pictures of his hair?
Dude, we've been talking about his hair for months. Where have you been?
Holy Moses. That was extra special.
He's an
last
actor
night,
now.
The stills I saw.
He's an actor.
A body, too. My God.
All right, so Jerry here says, this can't be true, but I mean, he says there was no commentary in the Gunner-Jackson-Ryker match because the commentators forgot the Forgotten Sons. It's their entire gimmick, no more announcing in their matches. I presume he's kidding, but like, I don't know. Guess we'll find out.
Oh, man, what a jobber gimmick that is, you know. The headphones come off, lights cut out in the middle of the match. guy, the janitor in the background sweeping up.
All right, somebody, seriously, there's another thing here about snow. Can somebody, like, go and find out the last time that it snowed in New Jersey the second week of April? It's the second week, right? April 8th? Yeah, it's April 8th. So basically, yeah, the second week of April. When's the last time it snowed the second week of April in New Jersey?
I mean, see, it wouldn't be snow that I'm worried about. What I would be worried about is 45 degrees and rain and a little bit of wind.
Not
that's
cool
what would
that.
Bother me.
That's every day here in Seattle.
Well, that's not outdoors at WrestleMania. Outdoors at a football game is one thing. Outdoors at WrestleMania is a little different.
Why? Why is it different? Same thing. You're watching a sporting event.
Oh, listen to you. Like, you wouldn't skip town if it started to rain like that at your advanced age.
I would, but I'm just pointing out, like, a wrestling fan. Hold on a second.
Oh, by the way, listen up.
Hold on. A Seattle Seahawks fan, okay, is going to drive 20 minutes and sit in the rain for a football game. But you're telling me that these fans that fly in from all over the world and make plans a year in advance are not going to do that for WrestleMania? Are you kidding me?
No, Brian, I'm saying you wouldn't do that.
You talk
this big game and then would bail out.
No, are you kidding?
Be looking for press credentials and hiding up in
I'm
that
outside
box.
In the rain and the 45-degree weather all the time. This is nothing new for me.
Snow covers the field before the scheduled New York Yankees home opener against the Tampa Bay Rays at Yankee Stadium Monday, April 2nd, 2018 in New York. The game was postponed due to weather and rescheduled for Tuesday.
That sucks.
Central Park was hit with 5.5 inches of snow on Monday on a story that was published April 4th, 2018.
All right, I'm going home. What role with the acquisition of Fox will Disney play in the future of WWE? Who knows? They could buy them. They could. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Oh, my God, Brian.
Yes?
I'm looking at this story from New York One, and I'll retweet it out there. April 9th, 1917, 6.5 inches of snow.
That for sure, I'm going home.
1982, 9.6 inches of snow.
Bert says, I grew up in Boston. April is a schizophrenic month like October. Could snow or be 75 and beautiful?
Oh, it's saying we're here the day before that there were 5.5 inches of snow earlier on this year at Yankee Stadium. It was 60 degrees. So.
Oh, this person here notes, I believe it was a mistake by WWE with the NXT show, and they were notified. Now the match has commentary again.
Oh,
so there you go. Maybe there was just some sort of glitch. So no storyline, no wackiness, nothing weird going on. They just had a mistake, apparently. Will Jon Jones actually fight Cormier? Well, the question's the other way around, dude. Is Cormier going to fight Jones? Because Jon Jones made it clear, I'm not going to heavyweight. I am not going to heavyweight to fight Daniel Cormier. He looks great at heavyweight. That's his division. He claims he's only personally offended when Cormier is down at 205. So the question is, will Cormier, especially if there's no Brock Lesnar fight in his future, he wants to retire. Like, he wants to retire by his birthday, which I think is like in March or April. So, like, if he wants to make big money one more time, then it's got to be probably Jon Jones. And if he wants to beat Jones, and he thought that Jones didn't look great last night. And I know people are going to say, well, he did look great. He destroyed Alexander Gustafsson. You're right. Alexander Gustafsson also hurt himself in the fight. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from Jon Jones, because if you're in a fight and your opponent hurts themselves, it's a fight, dude. That counts. However, Gustafsson did hurt himself. So we don't know how good Jon Jones is right now. And Cormier watched the fight and seems to think that he can go to 205 and beat the guy finally. So we'll see what happens. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, have you checked out our free YouTube page yet? If you want to check it out, you can head up to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, and all the information is up there. It's absolutely free. I've been putting up clips on a very regular basis, usually one or so a day. If you want some of the free clips from our video service, video.f4wonline.com, you can head up there and check it out right now. We've got clips from Brian and Vinny's show where we discussed another stupid WCW tournament beginning. Why isn't the media questioning John Jones? We got a review of Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan. Clips from the Brian and Vinny Christmas show is up there right now, and a ton of others. So check it out on YouTube, our channel, F4W Online TV.
So it's free, right?
It's absolutely free. Do you hear me, everybody? Free.
Gratis.
Yep. Check it out on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. You can check it out and join the fun. So youtube.com/F4W Online TV. So go up there and check it out and see what you're missing if you're not a subscriber to the website or the video site. As noted tonight, there's another video show coming up. Myself, Vinny, and Lance Storm is going to join us. We're talking the NWA World Championship Wrestling Show from 30 years ago and the Retro Raw Show from 19 years ago this week. We covered the Nitro Show on Thursday, the final three-hour Nitro, thank God. It's going down to 2 hours now. Greatest news I ever heard. If only Raw would do that. And that's it. So we're going to wrap it up here for today. You can check us out at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com as well. Lots of great stuff up there, including the schedule of shows. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on Wrestling Observer Live.